back before any of them came in with any of the ski outfits here, there was a gentleman came up from New York, and he jocked the boys into investing $5 a piece into a rope tow down in Plymouth, Vermont. And I took the old milk truck, and this was back before I went in the service. So that was quite a bit before Sugarbush or Mad River. We worked Sundays and nights after I got back in the milk truck, and we set that up on Burt Bill's land. That's right at the intersection as you're going into Warren Village. Well, they had a big old apple tree up there that Mr. Bill didn't want them to cut down, but it was kind of in the path. It's right at the bottom. And so some of the boys got the bright idea if they went over to Brooks's mill and got some sawdust and put it in bags and put it around the tree to take off the shock if you hit it. And of course, back in those days, the skis was all right. Just the harnesses and the equipment you had to keep. We didn't have ski boots, really. And well, this Mr. Townsend, he came up from New York. He had professional equipment, which, of course, wasn't like it is today. But they did have boots and better harnesses to hold them. He could steer them better than we could. So moonlight nights, we'd kick in 50 cents apiece for the old Buick to gas tank, and we'd start the thing up, and we'd go up there and ski. Well, nobody knew how to stop with the darn things, only Mr. Townsend, he knew how, but nobody'd ever heard of snow plowing on a pair of skis, so we come straight down, you know, and if you wanted to stop, you couldn't do it any other way, you sat down and slid for a ways. Well, I'd go up halfway, and I could ride all the bumps and everything. I could get clear at the bottom all right. And some jerk come along and said, "Hey, you're getting good. You ought to go clear at the top." I said, "Maybe I could make it." So I went up to the top, and I was coming down through. I was really flying. Well, Mr. Townsend skied in front of me, and I'd seen him throw his body around and shift directions. So it was either to run into him or shift. So I done a big twist, and boy, I got headed in another direction, but then I found I was lined up with this apple tree. Well, I tried everything in the book to slow down, and I couldn't seem to do it, so finally I decided I'd got to sit down. Well, I sat down, and I was going faster than I thought, because I went into that tree with both legs spread, and I guess you know, that was an awful sensation. That convinced me that I was never going to be a professional skier, and I give up the art right afterwards. We had a little auction. I sold the skis and harnesses and the whole works to a buddy of mine, and I hobbled off the field, and I'm telling you, it was 5-6 days before I felt too comfortable driving that milk truck. But, oh, I guess if we'd had ski boots and things like they have today, I could have probably mastered the art, but it was one flying sensation I didn't get over for a long time.